The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda is on sabbatical today. Good morning. I have Bad Bob here, though.
And greetings to you. I think because the temperature is somewhat lower, we're moving a little slower this morning.
Well, you know what?
I actually had to throw on a coat to get to work this morning.
Well, you know, I take out Elk Killer in the morning, and I wandered on out there, and it was cold. It was brisk out there.
Yeah.
So I had to, she was out there, and she's looking around, and she's, doing her little dainty dance around the cold yard, cold, wet yard. So, hey, good morning, everybody. It is about 6 minutes after the hour 7 right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and, of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's good to see Dez. Dez, good morning, and we're glad you're back with us. Dez is over in the Netherlands. And I'm not sure the exact city over there, but good morning. And it's like, what, 53 right now?
As a matter of fact, it is, Carl. Right now we are showing 53 degrees. Today, enjoy this for a couple of days. We're going to have a high of 83. Overnight low in the mid-50s. We do start warming back up, pushing to the century mark by Friday, and then it'll drop right back off again. So we're definitely a fall pattern here in the North State. And right now in Reading, again, 52 degrees, no rain on the radar at this time. We do still have high fire danger in the area. The red flag warning from yesterday is off, but fire danger remains high. And all this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and it's really cool this morning. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, by the way. Give them a call at 365-3793. Steve Morgan, that was fires this weekend. He was his candidate for supervisor. His house was burned down this weekend.
You hate to hear stuff like that.
I hate to hear stuff like that. All right, other things. Okay, did you hear what happened with Dancing with the Stars last night?
That is so far off my radar.
I know, mine too, but I can't help but notice it. Ryan Lochte is one of the dancers, the Olympic guy who managed to
got himself a little beef with the authoritarian.
Yeah, down in the Rio area. Well, he's dancing last night, and after he finished his tango or whatever it was, he goes up and as he goes up to he's being judged by the three judges there, and these two guys walk out. They walk across the stage. They put on these, Lochte T-shirts with the circle with the line drawn across, under his name, and they start protesting and going up to the camera and saying things about Lochte. And of course, the security teams come in there and they grab them. But when they when they jumped on them, they also ran into Lochte and the dancer. So they escort them out, and then three other women jump up and they're yelling and screaming, and so they're escorted out.
People have forgotten how to act, I swear.
I blame Colin Kaepernick for this. Because, if he does it, and people, applaud and all this. Last night, I watched the beginning of the 49ers game. Kaepernick and his buddy took a knee. And to listen to Steve Young, who's used to be the quarterback of the 49ers, and whoever the announcer was, they couldn't suck up enough about this. And I'm sitting there thinking, here's this giant flag in front of Kaepernick and this other dude. He's being held by young men and women who make a 12th of their salary. Not even a 12th. That's not even true. That's got to be because a 12th of their salary would be $1 million
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
So they're making what a you know a
they
a
are 1%
1% of what Kaepernick means.
Yeah.
And there are young people out there. They're happy. They're proud. It's their flag, and they're defending this ass. And you know what? Yes, he has the perfect right to do it. But here's my right. And it was probably like he's a blip on the radar. This is like a little blip on their radar. I turned it off. I turned off the 49ers. Used to watch the 49ers. I'm not going to watch the 49ers now. No reason to. You know, that's his right. And this is my right. Frankly, you know, I get into this thing every so often about these multi-million dollar sports athletes. Multi-million dollar. 100. Did you see what... the quarterback from Indianapolis got just signed a $128 million contract. $128 million with a 27 a year guaranteed. You know, another $32 million signing bonus. And that's blah blah blah. And I, you know, I can't remember. And it's not like and he's not one of the ones that's kneeling or anything like that. But that's not the point. I see these people making this incredible amount of money. They're insulated from the real world. And they come up and they say, oh, woe is me. I'm making this stand for other people, not even looking. Not, you know, again, they don't know their history. They don't know really what's going on. They're, you know, they are hijacking a game for their own personal agendas. You know, frankly, I don't need it. I don't need it. You know what? You can watch Dancing with the Stars. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody tried to hijack that for political objectives.
So my question is, there's all this collective rage for people who happen to be successful in business. Like, that's a sin. It is a sin to make a profit if you are a business person. But these guys get a pass because they can throw a ball, because they can throw a pass.
I was talking to a businessman yesterday, and he said, you know, there's so many things I can't say. He said, frankly, I have real questions about this Measure D. I have real questions about it. I have real questions about how the city's being run. But if I say something out there, you know, because he's, you know, like I said, he's a businessman that relies on the rest of the business community. He says, frankly, I don't want to say anything because of the heat it's getting. Because, oh, obviously you don't want our city to be safe. And he says, and you know, but what he doesn't know, and I didn't feel like, you know, elaborating on it, was there's a lot of people that feel like him. A lot of people have said that to me. You know, I look at the taxes as inevitable, but not for the reasons that, not necessarily for reasons of public safety, because I don't, frankly, I think that every one of them has their own little agenda in there about where this money's going to go. And so, oh, yeah, but initiative, you know, what is this? Proposition. Yeah, Proposition E. Proposition E. Let me read something to you, my friends, before we go on too much further. Here's what Proposition E says, according to the city attorney, if I can find it here. According to the city attorney, and I've got like tons of this stuff laying around here. Final amount analysis for Measure D. Okay, that's the financial director, and this is the, you know what, there's like 26 pages of stuff here. About
is this one of those we'll have to find out what it is after it passes?
No, I've got it here. It's just I can't remember. Okay. The final analysis for Measure E from the city attorney was, it makes no difference. It makes no difference what it is, what Measure E says. It has no judicial power. It has nothing.
Yeah.
The city council is going to use the money the way they want. It makes no difference.
I mean,
and if they use it, if they use it, I mean, you can say, oh, this is the way we want it to be used, but it means nothing. And this team that's supposed to provide transparency, that are, you know, many of them are friends of the people in the city council and all that, it makes no difference. They could all stand up and say, you're not using this the way you should, you know, way you should be. And you know what the city council can say? Thank you very much.
We know better.
Thank you very much. You're now disbanded. They can do that in a second. So, and this thing's going on for 10 years. How many city councils are going to come through here? How many more things are going to come up between now and then? And these are questions that people need to ask before they vote. Why, you ask me, why does it seem inevitable? Well, because I think the city's in a lot of trouble financially. And if they're not going to get the money through tax revenues, where are they going to get it from? You can say, oh, they can go bankrupt, you know, and start all over again. You might want to think about that.
Yeah, that's a baby bathwater.
That's the whole thing. But there's also, but there's better ways. You know, the question is, you know, you're talking about safety is, how safe do you feel? And how much are you willing to pay? How much are you willing to pay for, you know, 7 more police, you know, 10 more firemen, and mental health in a jail? How much are you willing to pay? Are you willing to pay another half cent? But also know this, that half of that $11 million, 49% of $11 million a year is going someplace else. You just count on that happening, at least that much. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends, though, over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Shelley was there. Shelley and Joe were there, of course, for the Shasta Library Foundation. They're there, you know, because Taste of Cuba and brought a cigar roller and all that. It was just a wonderful night, and they're just such wonderful people. They do so much for our community. Espresso Joe's with any types of coffees, and they've got, you know, you can buy coffee by the pound there. Coffee makers, anything that you can possibly imagine has to do with brews, and including real brews of beer. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the whole Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that is loaded with absolutely great smokes. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. When my baby smiles at me, I go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's like 21 minutes before after the hour of 7 o'clock. How are you today? It's 53 degrees right now, going up to 83 degrees. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number today. We have a number of people coming in talking about, one of them's coming in talking about this, a meeting they all had about handling the homeless, or this, as she calls them, the unhoused. Hey, September the 17th is Saturday. Raining Cats and Dogs is our 12th annual Reading Dog Pound Poker Run at Wind River Resort and Casino. You know, the have you ever gone on a poker run before there, buddy?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and have done it both on a bike and on a boat, which is real interesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so you show up at a Wind River. You can give Colleen Blunt a phone call at 949-0680. It's going to be Saturday at Wind River. They're going to go up. They're going to start at Wind River. And, well, I say that. But I think, yeah, that's where it's going to be starting. At Wind River, you can get a, you can take off from there. They're going to go up and end up in another area. But if you need more information, again, call Colleen Blunt at 949-0680. And for pre-registration forms and more details, www.readingdogpound.com. Okay. Also, hey, you know, the Colt 45s. The guy that started the Colt 45s, one of the guys that started, Denny Brugman. And I've seen Denny, you know, every year with, you know, about the 45s. You know, passed away, had a stroke. He's 40, it's like 42 years old. Had a stroke, passed away. And they had a celebration of life Sunday, and we were tied the whole, you know, with the, we were gone all day Sunday, and but they filled up the Colt 45 stadium.
Wow.
Denny Brugman. And Denny, you know was a baseball player and he loved baseball, so he helped form the Colt 45s many years ago. And, you know, Rick Pacetti has become, you know, he's become synonymous with the Colt 45s. But he and Denny worked really hard on putting this all together. So just a thought now. For now, it's, you know, it's succeeding and it's getting bigger, maybe bigger than they ever thought. And it just keeps growing and growing, the Colt 45's baseball. And you can't say enough about it. I need to get Rick in here and talk about this past year because I know it was, you know, great. And the things they were doing. Do you want to talk about... Okay, here's something that is so appropriate. And you're not going to, you know, it has to do with a death. And you're saying, well, how's this appropriate? This, an executioner for ISIS had 14 people lined up. They were tied up. He had a flamethrower. He's getting ready to toast them with a flamethrower. Ready? And he's got three guys there next to him that are filming this. A British SAS, Special Air Services sniper, from a mile away, puts a round into the fire, into the tank of the flamethrower, blows it up, blows up the executioner and the three guys filming it.
I'm sorry.
Is this appropriate or what?
That would be the you know.
This is serious.
Some of these snipers are pretty much the hand up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? But, you know, imagine this. He's looking at it. He's looking at it through a scope. He sees what this guy's going to do. He sees the flamethrower. He goes,
Not on my watch.
Yeah, I think I'll just pop around in there and see what happens. You know, it's going to stop him anyway. But, you know, I you can't help but think he's looking at that when that thing exploded and got the other three, caught them on fire too. That he just wasn't sitting there kind of going like this, you know, kind of in this position going, yeah.
You know, he didn't have to call his superiors to be able to do anything because they would have told him, well, let's wait and see what happens. Maybe they'll just see reason after we talk to them for a while, you know. He saw it. He took the shot. Who knows if he gets commended or if he gets reprimanded for not waiting for authority?
Well, no. Obviously, he was given. You know what? When they send snipers out on things like this, they've got free rein. You know, they're going back to us. You know, to a headquarters that just says, you know, that you got to make sure. You know, okay, I've got a target here. You know, and you've got, you know, to come back. Well, what's it, you know, what is it? Blah blah. Okay, take the shot. Well, I'm sure it was the same thing like that. But the point is that. the execution getting ready to burn 14 people with a flamethrower. This, you know, when you think about it, you just can't help but think, where do these people from ISIS, where do they come from? And all the people out there that are out there, and Kaepernick on your knee, and all the rest of you guys that are doing this stuff, and it is you guys, and that are doing this, and you've got these young men and women out there fighting these types of people. These are the kind of people, those young men and women are holding that flag. That's who they're fighting. Yeah. That's who they're fighting right now. They joined up to fight these heathens, these infidels, these barbarians. They left their middle class or upper middle class or lower middle class or rich or poor neighborhoods to fight the enemy. And you've got people making millions of dollars sitting on a knee, trying to draw attention to what's wrong with America. Why don't you stand up and cheer that you're here in America? What's right with America? The best thing that happened after that speech, and I already mentioned it on Sunday, was the Chinese immigrant that came up and told me that this is such a, you know, the shining beacon. Yeah, it was great.
Well, the thing that strikes me is that these people who imply that the U.S. is inherently evil, that the people who that were out to get people of color, and I don't care what color a person is personally. I care about what's going on between their ears and in their heart, for crying out loud. And to imply that just by nature of my color, I have a certain mindset. Is disingenuous at best, I think. Get to know me, for crying out loud. But if our system collapses like some people seem to want, that's what happens.
Don't think about anarchy, buddy.
Yeah. Come on. You don't like the way things are now? Let the system collapse and see how you feel about it.
I don't think they want that to happen. But they have no again, no sense of history, no frame of reference. It's been handed to them the whole time, and I'm talking about everybody here, you know, including us. Probably, you know, we didn't have to worry about until 9/11. You know, this country had never, you know, hadn't been attacked since Pearl Harbor. I mean, in a major incident. There's been smaller incidents.
I've never had to draw an arm in my own self-defense. I have no idea what the hell I'd do if I had to.
You shoot.
God bless you for having been there.
You shoot until it's empty, then you reload.
Yeah.
And you keep shooting until everything around you is quiet. And the other Marines, everybody's giving each other high fives. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Okay, maybe not the high fives, maybe some knocks. The other things are going on. Just one last thing, and these people bringing it up in the chat room about Hillary. Hillary, you know, in her bucket of deplorables or basket of deplorables, she's half of, you know, you heard about this one, half of the people supporting Trump are, you know, and she goes through all the phobics. You know, they're all deplorables. And then she's had to walk that one back, but it was, you know, it's a typical rhetoric that, you know, you have the Democrats saying, well, yeah, she meant to say that, and she should, because Trump's giving a place at the table for these people that are white Aryan racist and all this. I haven't seen him do that. I haven't seen a place at the table where he's like, you know, high-fiving, you know, David Duke or these guys, or the, you know, the Aryan nation. I haven't seen that. But what she does is she thinks that it's just like Obama thought about those who clung to their guns and their religions in those small towns. But now Hillary, there's people writing about things like people are going back and really looking at that videotape of Hillary collapsing, falling, leaning up against the cement pillar. They're catching her. She loses her shoe. They push her head first into the Secret Service van, and she comes out later. You know, I mean, but see, so you just have to ask yourself, what's going on with this? This is not the first time it's happened. And what is, you know, what are the ramifications of this? Was it, oh gosh, she just got dehydrated, she's got pneumonia. Well, but what about the other time she fell? And the other time she fell. And the other time she stumbles going up the stairs and she can't go up the stairs. I mean, let's just think about this. I mean, what is wrong with Hillary? Is there something wrong physically with this woman? And other things where they're saying, even own emails they're releasing, that she's sleeping all the time. And I mean, not that taking a nap's bad. I love that myself.
Yeah, well, Reagan was noted for an hour nap.
But if you can't wake them up, which is a couple of the others that they said, it's very hard to wake up. So you have to ask, you know, what kind of drugs is she on? What kind of drugs is Trump on?
Yeah, there's
what kind of, yeah.
One of these two people will be 6 feet away from the football, and you know what the football is.
I don't know. I don't watch football anymore.
Well, no, the football is the code answers. Name for the satchel.
I know.
Yeah. You could have ended up on that duty.
No. I knew a couple guys that were on White House duty, yeah. You know, that were there. And, you know, it's the kind of thing is, I think you really learn too much about the inner workings.
You can never live a normal life again.
You come out of there, you're cynical in many ways. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is, I did know a Marine, they offered him the job as Carter's aide.
Oh, geez.
I mean, this is, of course, you know, back at that time. And I always remember him. And he, and Vic Taylor, Silver Star guy. He was a poster board Marine. I mean, tall, you know, the strongly built, tough Silver Star, a warrior. And they asked him, and we were all down at the we were down on the staff at the basic school, and they asked Vic. He gets a phone call from the monitor saying, "Hey, Vic, you want to be Carter's aide?" And he didn't say, "Let me think it over," or "Let me do this." He goes, "Nah." He goes, and here on the other end, "Hey, wait a minute. This is a great job, man. This is a guarantee. This is, wow, you can be blah, blah, junior aide, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Nah, I didn't vote for him. I don't like him." That was Vic Taylor. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. On Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the Friendly Oil Change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
BCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Debye. Linda is on her Tuesday sabbatical. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is still 53 degrees, going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day today to do anything you want out there. It's going to be outstanding. Now, the weather's going to start changing a little bit, getting a little bit warmer the rest of the week. Maybe start cooling off again then for next week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people over there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for the best place in the whole area to find someone to help around the house with a loved one who may be down for just a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks because of a surgery and they're recovering, or long-term home care, you can't beat Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year for a good reason. Best in the North State for a good reason. It's Home Helpers. She handpicks every one of the caregivers that work for her. They're trained, they're insured, they're bonded, background checked, and everything. And then she meets with the families to find out exactly the type of care you need, and she matches you up. You can't get any better than this. You want to keep people in the home, you know, in the home as long as possible. Your loved one is the happiest at home. So that's what you want to try and do. Home Helpers, give them a call at 226-8350. A couple of weeks ago, we were here with Terry Zanny, who is helping with the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, and they were getting ready to have a meeting. And I said, I asked her to come back and tell us what happened after that. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. The particular event that we were that we talked about a couple weeks ago was a visit from book author Mike Rhodes, who helped homeless citizens in Fresno, California, organize against kind of some police and city misconduct and some confiscation of properties, and organized help people really understand their civil rights. And ultimately, they worked with the ACLU and filed a lawsuit against the city for misconduct against unhoused folks. And it was really cool to have them up here because we do have we like to think that here in Reading we're a little insulated to some of the greater problems of the world. And unfortunately, we do have situations where people either intentionally or unintentionally oppress other people. So it was really cool to have them up here along with the ACLU, Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, and host this event where we could have a dialogue about what's happening to people in our community and what's to be done about it. And it's a really tricky discussion. As you know, a lot of people feel that they're the ones being harmed by the homeless situation. Maybe the people who do have homes or the business owners or the other citizens of Reading are harmed by this population. So it's obviously a situation that harms everybody. And so really trying to figure out that balance is what we were looking for in that event.
So what were the results of the meeting?
Well, we had a good turnout. We had about 70 people turn out. We had a panel of we had a doctor, we had a substance use counselor, we had myself as a community activist and social worker, we had another social worker from out of area and community organizer, and then we had Mike Rhodes on the panel. I think most importantly, it really created a different dialogue about the homeless situation in Reading, and maybe we look at it kind of simple, I think. A lot of people look at homelessness as, it's a choice. You choose to be there. It's something you do. And when you decide not to do that, you can change it. So the dialogue is always important. A different angle is important. I think one of the most important things that happens on an increasing basis, we're having people show up who aren't necessarily sympathizers to homelessness. You know, we have Dale Ball works with, I don't know if you're familiar with Dale, he does Shasta Support Services. These are those guys in those lime green shirts that are out there cleaning up the creeks and the parks and the trails and the riverways.
The thousands of tons of refuse that homeless people leave out there.
And
so they don't need to.
Right. Well, homeless or not, it's getting left there. That's
it's almost always the homeless camps that are leaving it there.
Okay.
I mean, just saying is that it doesn't have to be left there.
It doesn't.
Right.
You know, I've personally, I live on the outskirts of town. I see sofas, refrigerators, lots of things that I can't imagine getting out there in a shopping cart. So I would like to maybe say that it's not just the homeless dumping things in our community, but...
No, I mean, no, it's not. I don't mean to make it like 100%. I'm saying at the camps themselves.
Right.
There's along the rivers and things. I mean...
Right.
From what I understand from things I've read.
Yeah. And it's, you know, so it's this thing like I'm an outdoorsman. I moved here, you know, I moved back here because I love the outdoors and love this space. The last thing I want to do is have, you know, my waterways, particularly I'm a big fan of my waterways. I like water. I'm a water person. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to see those places polluted by anybody.
Right.
So it is nice to have people like Dale show up and say, hey, we might disagree on what's going on here, or not even what's going on, but the best solution to fix it. But I'm here at the table. You know, what do we do to create that dialogue and make things work for all parties involved?
Well, so many times we have studies and dialogues and all this. Were there things that came out, like actually action items?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So the moving forward, there's a couple things. Educating the whole community. Community education is one of the biggest things I do. And educating the whole community on civil rights issues. I think it's something that we think of as a part of our past. And we don't realize civil rights violations until they actually occur. So one of the things coming up is we're in the process of organizing numerous Know Your Rights campaigns that everybody's welcome to attend. And, you know, these things become tricky because they've got so muddled. You know, who has rights, who doesn't, who can enforce rights, who has civil liberties, whose private property is more valuable than somebody else's.
I had a lawyer tell me about rights one day when I was testifying against somebody. And he's asking me this and this and this. And I said, he says the defendant has all these rights. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what about my rights? And he says, you haven't been accused of anything.
Right.
So I have no rights.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but in that case, I had no rights.
Right. In the courtroom, it is the rights of the accused that are being challenged.
So, okay, so when you talk about educating people on the civil rights and on their rights, what are we talking about now?
One of the first things we're going to start with is a Know Your Rights campaign for educating the whole community. It's not just the homeless. Anybody mm-hmm. is welcome to attend. On police interactions, this has been a hot topic nationwide. You know, what do you do with the cops? What do you do if you get stopped? What can you say? What can't you say? What can they do? What can you not do? And so that's going to be a good, that's going to be a starting point for us. So many homeless folks are having reoccurring interactions with law enforcement. Some of them are warranted, some of them aren't, you know, really fishing those out. If the unwarranted stops, and I'm hesitant, I don't want to sound like I'm police bashing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in this community, in every community, if we have ineffective systems, it's a waste of time, money, and resources, and they need to be fixed immediately because they're resources we don't have to spare. So when we do have law enforcement officers maybe targeting certain populations or not doing their job to their best capability, we definitely need to make sure people know how to deal with those situations, document those situations, and do our best to eliminate those situations as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, nobody should be targeted for any, you know, when you get into the racial profiling and all these things. And,
right.
I mean, I understand that. I mean, yeah. Nobody wants to have that happen. Okay, so what's the next thing?
For the ACLU event, so they're doing the Know Your Rights campaigns. We're also looking, we're working with the ACLU in San Francisco. That's our nearest leadership for any sort of civil liberties in the North State. They're our uh-huh. farthest north point. So we're really looking at getting more integrated into this community. On a side note, excuse me, with the agency that I'm working with the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, we're moving forward in opening a new day center here in the community. We had a center open for about a year last year, and we outgrew it. So we're looking at new real estate. Actually, we have some meetings this week, very exciting stuff. And I think that's going to be a good next step for us. Both the plan for public safety, which the city and county put into, and then the Reading Homeless Coalition project.
Yeah, you know, they finally got something off the ground there, but I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
You know, I don't think anybody's sure about what it is. It's another thing that's been studied. A daycare center to I guess I should take the word care out of there.
But yeah, that would probably
make it a day center for people to take them off the streets and all this. We have a problem. We have a real problem here.
Yeah.
Because there's a percentage of the homeless that are just truly thugs.
Right.
I mean, not all of them, of course, but there's a percentage that is. And it's difficult for people to see beyond that.
Right.
When they're walking down the street and they get, you know, surrounded by a group of people and take over the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like the old saying is that when you're surrounded, you're up to your butt in alligators, it's hard to remember that you were there just to drain the swamp.
Absolutely.
So, gotta take a break here.
Well, I just want to throw out, what about the rights of the swimmers from Davis?
Well, we'll talk about that during the break because I don't know if Terry knows about that. But Terry Zanny, and they had a meeting discussing the homeless problem around here, and what are solutions of it? Well, you know, one of the solutions is to let everybody know their own rights, so because they feel like some of the homeless are being targeted by police, and the other is to expand a day center for people to go to.
Absolutely.
And there's some more, too, after that. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Whether you are a expert shooter or a first time with weapons and you don't know your way around a gun, Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors will help you. Whether you ever get a CCW or not, it's a great class to take to learn how to safely handle pistols. And they have a women's only class that, by the way, can be free on the 24th and 25th of this month of October. That may be the 25th, 26th. Let me check. Nope, it's the 24th and 25th of this month. You check out the class. It can be free. But you need to call Ted Leidy and find out how. 999-1822. That's 999-1822. Or check out his website at readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Terry Zanny from the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center right after these breaks.
Blinded by the light,
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see that the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. We are currently teaching a series on the end times. And throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 55 degrees going up to 83 today. It's going to be a great, beautiful day today. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, going out on the river trail, walk around, get yourself outside and get some exercise. And speaking of exercise, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, I really like it when it's like 105 out there. You know, we're down there working out and, you know, and pounding our bodies, working up a sweat where it's air conditioned. There's something about that. You know, you have to ask yourself, gee, why don't you just walk around outside and get sweaty? That's different. You don't want to be uncomfortable while you're making yourself uncomfortable. Does that make sense? I think so. Hey, Wellgate Sports Club has got it all, though. They've got an indoor saltwater pool. They've got every machine you can think of, plus free weights. The indoor saltwater pool is fantastic if you want to really get a great workout and not tear up your ligaments and joints. They have different exercise classes. You've got Bohem Spa in there. You can't beat Wellgate Sports Club. It's great. Give them a call at 768-1205. You're not going to be sorry. You know, Bob's been down there, and, you know, a lot of people we know have signed up with Wellgate Sports Club more and more every day. It's a super place. Hey, we're here with Terry Zanny, and we're talking about the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center. They had a big meeting, and they came up with some solutions, or some at least some steps forward, which, frankly, you know, I told this Record Searchlight, I said, you could have a headline that says, what the Reading City Council and Board of Supervisors have done over the last 3 years to address the crime problem. That's the headline. And then the rest of it's blank.
Right.
I mean, the rest of the page is empty. I said, do you know how many papers you would sell that day?
Yeah.
He thought.
I had the pleasure of attending City Council last week, and I did. I addressed Council and told them straight out, here's yet another proposal for a path forward that you're not going to embrace. Mr. Cad has sat up there for the couple years I've been in Reading and said, something needs to change. We need to do something. And
so what did
it's
you want
sort
to
of
do,
a
though?
Bobblehead. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? We're going to reject every proposal that comes out of there. One of the things, you know, we started.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not just him that's rejected. I mean, it's
Gary
yes. that's rejected.
No,
one.
But Gary's the one who says we need to do something. We need to do something. Yeah.
Kristen Schrader says we need to do something. She raises money, and then the other members of her own city council turn her down.
Absolutely.
It'd be nice to blame it all on Gary, but no, there's plenty of this to go around.
Right.
So what is the solution?
Oh,
how's everybody?
Isn't that a loaded question?
Well, no, I mean,
no,
I, mean,
I think
that could be.
There are solutions.
Give everybody a home.
I think the overall solution in Reading, and I know this sounds fairly generic, but because it's a loaded question, it does come with a loaded answer. The solution in Reading is that we need to change what we're doing. What we're doing is obviously not working. I think that if we could think outside of the box and change things a little bit, try something we've never tried before. You know, both the Matrix Report for Public Safety, Kristen Schrader's strategic plan that was created by Homebase, these things call for, one of the things they called for was a day center. We had been in the process of trying to open a day center for a year before that. You don't want to see these people. This is what I tell people. I said, you know, even if you think that the poor are undeserving of any services from us, you still don't want to see them. You still don't want them urinating and defecating in your doorway. So you know, give us a pass here. Let us open a day center where they can be out of sight, out of mind, and use our toilet.
We've been very much encouraging this, and I'll tell you why. And here's my other thing I've encouraged people to do, and they, of course, ignore us, is put out port-a-heads. You know, you may not like it, but put out three or four of them in certain spots. Oh, and here's the answer. Guess what the answer is every time, Tara? No, just get
they can't afford it.
No, that's not.
They don't want to clean it. They're going to ruin them.
That's right. You know, they will just destroy them. Hmm. Okay.
You ever been to a fire? Aren't you in the military, sir?
Yeah,
you're a veteran.
I was.
Have you ever seen a head on a, you know, in a public base or on a base that was active duty?
Yeah, I have.
Did they destroy it?
No.
No. But, okay. Just checking.
No, but I've been in one.
I've seen some blue rooms that were pretty rough on base. Let me tell you.
I was in one that the French were running in Sarajevo. That nobody should go in there. Nobody. I don't care who it is. nobody should go into that. We walked in, walked out. I said, you have. Anyway. But here's the thing is, it's this presupposed, it's going to fail type of attitude.
Absolutely.
It's the lack, you know, it's a lack of vision on this. That, you know, why not try it? Okay, mm-hmm. If it's destroyed, then fine. Then you were right. And we just mm-hmm. pull them out.
Right.
And this is, and when people say, we don't do anything. Well, we tried, and this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just trying. The idea of a day center is fine. The problem with it is people are going to fight because how much money it's going to take to, you know, to run it.
Right.
So
and we're raising funds privately.
If you had grants and foundations, I'm all for that.
It
gives them a place. It gives people a place to go. Mm-hmm. Bathrooms, clean up. Charge up their cell phones, charge up their iPads, and all these other things.
Right.
So
I think people have a really hard time looking outside of the box. I had a conversation with one of my best friends. I've been friends with this woman for 15 years. And we had lunch last week, and she said, well, the homeless XYZ, like, they like it. They prefer that life. I said, which ones? You know, we know, on average, most people can agree, service provider-wise, we have around 3,000 homeless people in Shasta County. This woman worked in the medical field. She's like, I've had homeless people tell me. I said, who? How many? And after kind of picking and prodding, she finally came up with a number, 4. She's had 4 homeless people in 20 years tell her that they're happy with their lifestyle. But in her mind eye, that represents all homeless people. All homeless people in Redding, all homeless people in Shasta County, all homeless people in California or the United States. Because that's her personal experience. When your personal experience is you go into a toilet that's been trashed and you see a homeless person nearby, you connect the dots and you assume the homeless person trashed the toilet and, you know, and they're going to trash anything they touch. And it's sort of just how our brains work, because we don't want to think of things that are complicated and difficult. We don't want to think, wow, there's not meaningful work in this community for an 18-year-old, you know, a 28-year-old or a 48-year-old, regardless of where they live. We don't talk about these things. We don't talk about the quality of life that is not equal to all our citizens here. And it becomes complex and it makes us uncomfortable.
I only got a couple minutes left. I'm in agreement that, first of all, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel. Hey, my own Sarajevo right here in downtown Redding.
You have your own Sarajevo in downtown Redding.
Yes,
okay.
I do, sir. I am in the maintenance business, so to speak, handyman business. I maintain 5 business offices right downtown in the area of Placer. 3 of the buildings are for lease and empty, and it is a continual hourly problem. The break-ins, last Saturday, it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, the owner of the buildings paid $1,000 to have 3 people come in and do cleanup inside the building, from people breaking in, breaking windows, climbing through, breaking handles off of the exterior steel doors, and gaining entrance. It is constant. I have got to know a bunch of RPD personally, and I have gotten an education on drugs like I never wanted in my life, to know what a heroin packet looks like. It is mm-hmm. continual. I would love to be able to put up a sign that says, you can go to a day center over here, but get off my property.
Good.
You're causing destruction. You're causing incredible cost. And it's one thing, you know, I can appreciate anyone needing a place to sleep and get out of the weather, whatever, but you leave your mess and you break things in order to achieve this. That drives me nuts. Anyway, that's all I have to say, and I thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach Bob. kind of, and that's the other side of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've had, you know, I've had the great pleasure. I've worked downtown for a year and a half with this population, and I've had the great pleasure of working and talking to numerous business owners, property managers, realtors, and it's a huge contributing population. You know, they're contributing to, the population is contributing to the downfall of our downtown economy
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, the homeless population.
Absolutely.
So it's more than that. Terry, we've run out of time here, but I want to have you back on again, maybe for a bit longer time. And let's talk about maybe some ways that you can a positive step forward. And maybe the day center is the first way to do it, you know, and how you're raising funds for that. Hey, we'll be right back with Joe McKenna of CloudWise Academy, who is training people for the future.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence has wrapped up a press conference this morning. He says Hillary Clinton's comments about Donald Trump supporters being a basket full of deplorables was inexcusable.
For Hillary Clinton to express such disdain for millions of Americans, I think it's one more reason that disqualifies her to serve in the highest office in the land.
Pence, himself a former congressman from Indiana, spoke to reporters after meeting on Capitol Hill with House Speaker Paul Ryan and other GOP leaders. Senate Republicans, meantime, have announced a plan to keep the government up and running past the end of the month.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell unveiling a stopgap funding bill to keep the lights on
through December the 9th at last year's enacted levels and include funds for Zika control and for our veterans.
Democrat Harry Reid warning.
We're not going to play any games with Planned Parenthood. It's through. Do your vendetta someplace else. It's not going to be on the Zika funding.
Congress must approve some sort of funding measure by the end of the month to avoid a government shutdown.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Secretaries say John Kerry is imploring Syria's warring sides to adhere to a new nationwide ceasefire that took effect last night.
To everybody concerned, I emphasize that every element of this arrangement is based on the reciprocal actions that need to be taken, not simply the promises that have been made.
Under the terms of that ceasefire, the Syrian government may continue bombing missions against al-Qaeda-linked militants in opposition areas until a new U.S.-Russian military partnership against the extremists gets underway. That is supposed to happen after a week of calm. Incidentally, Turkey's foreign minister says the Syrian government broke the ceasefire immediately after it took effect last night. Oil and gas stocks leading an early decline on Wall Street as energy prices turned lower. Crude oil prices fell after the International Energy Agency cut its forecast for global demand. More at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The economy of Georgia's largest city about to be getting a very nice boost thanks to Honeywell, and we get the details from correspondent Rich Thomason.
The New Jersey-based company plans a new software development center in Atlanta and will also relocate a key division's headquarters to the city. Company and government officials say the move will bring about 800 jobs and $19 million to the city's midtown area. Most of the jobs are full-time software engineering posts or related spots.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Donald Trump rolling out with his own proposal to make child care more affordable for working families. At a speech in Philadelphia today, Trump will call for guaranteeing new mothers 6 weeks of paid maternity leave. He will also lay out plans to create new dependent care savings accounts. Those would allow families to set aside money to look after their children or elderly parents. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A federal appeals court says the online review site Yelp's star rating system does not make it liable for reviews posted on the site.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the star ratings are based on Yelp users' selections and are not created by the website. Under federal law, Yelp is not liable for content from its users. The ruling affirmed a lower court decision rejecting a lawsuit by Douglas Kimsey. He's the owner of a Washington State plumbing business that the court said received a negative review on Yelp in 2011. The Ninth Circuit also dismissed Kimsey's claim that Yelp could be held liable for distributing reviews to search engines.
That is correspondent Keith Peters. Wells Fargo cutting product sales goals for retail bankers. That comes nearly a week after the bank was fined $185 million for allegedly illegally opening unauthorized accounts for its customers and charging them service fees. The fines came from a combination of California and federal regulators. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, you know, Linda has her Tuesday sabbaticals, but we're here with Bad Bob, who's going to tell us what the weather's going to be like today and the rest of the week.
There will be sun in the sky at 55 degrees right now in Reading. It's going to be a little bit cooler yesterday. We're only going to get up to about 83, so a nice break from the last several weeks. Overnight low will be in the low to mid-50s. We're going to continue to be cool tomorrow. Then it starts heating up, and by Friday, we will again be flirting with the century mark. Looking at Shasta Lake, we are about 60 feet down from the top still, which is pretty good for September. All of this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment of the show. As you know, we have thoroughly sold on Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State for 2015. We vote them best in the North State every year. Whether you've got an emergency or just a regular call, they are there for you. They treat you like family. They can't do enough for you. You give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now is the time to start checking out. I know it's hard to believe. Start checking out the heaters, because your heater will be like my air conditioner. At the hottest day, 110, you've got people coming over, boom, it blows up. And here comes Alliance Heating and Air. Two truckloads of guys, they come rolling in after hours because they wanted to help. The next time it'll be you've got family coming over, the heater's going to blow out, and there you are trying to keep Grandma and Grandpa and the 12 kids all warm and toasty. Call Alliance Heating and Air and give them a chance to take a look at your system. Okay, I'm here with one of my my new young friends, Joe McKenna, who just abuses me terribly in the arena of tech, you know. So he is the founder of CloudWise Academy. He is a true rags to riches story.
That's right.
Or maybe not. Let's just start, you know, rags to riches and then back again. Right. You know, whatever this is, and his story is phenomenal. But he, you know, he walks the walk and he talks the talk and walks the walk. Let me put it that way. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You graduated your first class.
We did.
There it is.
Yeah, we had our first class graduate.
Around
15 people graduated.
Yeah. Including me, even though I wasn't there for graduation. But I too built a website.
That's right.
And everybody saw it. It's like everybody else was. You know what? I kind of felt like the backward kid. You know, I was watching everybody else's website. The kid that's 17 years old, the one that's 15, you know, the old lady that's 86. You know, I'm watching them build their websites, and I swear to God, I felt like I was in there with crayons.
Yeah.
You know, they're in there painting, and it's not even, you know, dot painting. They're in there making Picassos and Rembrandts, and I'm there with a crayon. I got stick figures.
I don't know about that.
Proud of it. And I went, oh, look, I've got Facebook here. Look, I can push this button in Facebook. And says, oh, yeah, well, look at mine. And it turns into a jet airplane theirs. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, I got to admit, I was impressed. I couldn't believe what these guys were doing.
Oh, my gosh. And all this was from coding, my friends. Coding, where you take all these little numbers and words or letters, and you put them together in certain sequences. And they've all got to be perfect.
It's yeah. not like, oh, I missed a comma here.
Yeah, I missed one comma and it didn't work, right?
I missed a comma and everything goes, all the color disappears out of my website. And I'm going, and then you've got to go through each one of them until you find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also found out there's systems you don't have to do that anymore.
That's right, and that's the next class.
And that's starting tonight.
Right.
It's not too late to sign up.
No, not too late.
This thing, okay, tell us why you founded CloudWise.
Well, you know, you mentioned the rag-to-riches story. So there's some part of that where I was able to find success in technology and spend enough time in technology that I wanted to share. I wanted to give back. But then we also saw a real big need for two sides of our community. One side was people needed jobs. And then you had the other side where businesses were saying that they couldn't find enough technologically wise help. And so with the help of the EDC and really a lot of other organizations in the community, we started up CloudWise Academy.
And I can tell you this, is that one of your graduates sold his first website.
I know. It's crazy. I'll tell you what, this first class has just blown me away. They are amazing people. Jake Hinton, who, by the way, we ended up hiring as an intern.
And I think Jake is a veteran, isn't he?
He's a veteran. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he went to his boss and said, you know, I think your website's really hurting you. And
because that's one of the things, and that's the greatest thing. Okay, Joe also comes on once a month, the last Wednesday of the month, and he talks about businesses and technology and how even though you have technology, it can be actually harming your business as opposed to helping it. Everybody thinks, oh, if I have technology and website, you know, I'm going to be golden.
Yeah. No, and that's what Jake found out. Jake found out that about 1,600 people were looking for an electrician or searching for an electrician in our area. And when they were finding his boss's site, it made his boss, in his boss's words, look like a hillbilly. And
trust me, I know which business this is, and they're not.
No, they're fantastic.
I know what business this is because because I know the story here.
Yeah, and that's really what Jake.
And that's why we're not mentioning the business.
Yeah, now. And that's what Jake found out was that basically, and so did his boss, that there is an identity that starts to form of the business online, and Jake wanted to help his boss clean up that identity and make a website that really represented the kind of company they are, and that company said, "Wow, we want to buy it." That's incredible.
Because he was just going to do it for
you. He's just going to do it, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're going to do it, we're going to pay you for it.
That's right.
All right. And that's just one of the stories coming out of here. I hope that everybody in the class is going to stay in touch. Mm-hmm. And now, you say you've got about 12 people coming back?
Yeah. I don't have a final count, but somewhere between 12 to 14-ish people are coming back for the second class. Which is going to be tonight, and it's WordPress development. WordPress represents about 25% of how the Internet's built right now, how websites are built. It's the largest website builder there is right now, most popular.
Yeah.
And we're going to start training them in that. People will actually have made their own website in WordPress in the six-week course.
Well, so now I can take my stick figures
and
then make them really into a real website then, huh?
Yeah, once you learn WordPress, your whole world changes. That's where you get to use other people's templates to make it beautiful. You get to use plugins and coding that other people have done and fit it into your site and make it something amazing.
Of course, my first question in the class, I waited till like the third class when all these things were putting it all together. And, you know, everybody, you know, when you're first doing it, I asked the instructor, isn't there a software that looks at this stuff? Yeah. I mean, we're doing space. Isn't there like a software that tells you made a mistake? And he looks at me, you know, with sadness in his eyes, and he says, "Yes, Carl." He says, "There's actually ones out there that will help build you an entire website."
Right.
And I saw light. It was like Nirvana. So I went back to typing again.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I realized because we've got businesses going, a lot of other things. You know, I hit almost all the classes a lot better than I thought I was going to do. But able to complete that and actually build it,
yeah.
Where it, you know, I brought in pictures and you can move to Facebook, you can get more information and all this stuff. It meant a lot, and to see where everybody else was, because I wandered around and saw what they were doing.
And it's just a great thing you did, Joe. And now these people are on that first step.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take a break here, and we don't want to talk about this next class coming in. But you are, and I know everybody says, well, he sounds really excited. Well, I am, because I look at these classes, and the people graduating from these classes are the people that are going to be building the types of industry in Redding, in Northern, in Anderson, in Northern California, green, well-paying jobs, tax base goes way up, schools get better, a lot of the homeless problem gets handled, a lot of the, believe it or not, the marital discord. Well,
success and prosperity fix a lot of things.
Fixes a lot of things.
Yeah.
Joe McKenna. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Budget Blinds. These guys over at Budget Blinds, Jerry and his group, come over, look at your house. They will say what kind of window coverings you need. They'll make sure it fits your decor, your budget, and you will be extremely happy. Now, if you want the solar shades that will keep out so much of that sun and keep your house cooler or keep the coolness in, you can talk to them about that. There are even rebates available from REU for this kind of work. But Budget Blinds does an astoundingly great job. 226-9027. Give them a call or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back after the questions.
I'm ready.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott. Linda Bott. Linda is on her Tuesday sabbatical. It's 19 minutes and 5 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. Bad Bob Belongi is here with me. It's 58 degrees, going up to 83 today. What a beautiful day it's going to be. It's still going to get hot inside the car, so just because it's a much nicer day, try not to get too involved in leaving things in the car, like kids or dogs. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Dandelion Boutique, if you're looking for the right gift for your loved one, she's got it. They've got it all. You just have to walk in. You will find Brighton, Miss Me, everything you could probably want to find for your, you know, for your wife, girlfriend, lover, significant other, or just somebody that's nice to you on the street. You know. Anyway, all of that at Dandelion. Again, 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Hey, I'm here with Joe McKinn of Cloudwise Academy. He's got his second class going. This is a WordPress website development course. Tuesdays and Thursdays, it goes for 6 weeks. It goes for 3 hours a night. I can tell you, if I can learn to do coding, strict coding, and make a website, imagine what you could do out there. And this is an exorbitantly, I mean, this is so expensive.
Yeah,
class.
Right.
$275.
That's right.
And we've got a scholarship committee.
Yeah, we have a scholarship committee, and we already have $8,000 donated to our scholarship to help people go through our courses.
And we're going to be pushing more, too, on that. If you're a veteran and you're looking for a way to retrain, this is a good class, my friends. We have two veterans in it. One has already been hired.
Mm-hmm. We have three.
Three. Mm-hmm. And one has, and one's life, as he has said to me, has been changed dramatically mm-hmm. on this. Now, we only got a few minutes left here. I'd like your shirt. Business rethinking tech equals prosperity for Reading.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
You know, the more we do this and we get to meet with businesses and people, I've started to realize that there's so much opportunity out there for both new businesses to come in town with technology and bring prosperity to Reading, but also within our current businesses, if they could reimagine and rethink tech to get the competitive advantage, to be more profitable, to do better for their customers, they could bring so much prosperity to us. And I think that solves most of our problems.
Uh-huh. I think you're right. I think that one of the things that I've learned, you know, when I'm talking with you is the fact is that what a lot of people believe about technology and business isn't necessarily true.
Yeah. I just keep going back to historically the Industrial Revolution, where, you know, if you were a company delivering milk, that you might think that if you got a milk truck and got rid of the buggy, all of a sudden all your problems are solved, right? It's just more complicated than that. There's a different paradigm now, and in some ways it's more simple than that because you may need to do a whole different type of business or adjust in another way. Do you have the right people that understand what it's like to deliver with a truck instead of a buggy? You know, it's just a different paradigm.
Who's taking care of the truck?
Who's taking care of
how many tires you're going to need, and then how many more customers am I going to get because I can go twice the distance and all these?
Yeah.
So it's a complete shift in thinking.
Yeah, and I also like to think about it as it's not so much about the technology as it is about having wise people on your team who are working with the technology and working with the company and know to use the right technology at the right time for the right things. That's
wow,
the key.
Wow, that's interesting, too.
Yeah.
And there's technology companies here in town that are just, they need people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Almost every technology company that's in town right now, whether it's website development, whether it's IT, whether it's app design, they have open chairs looking for people to fill those seats. Yep.
Now, can graduates of your course be hired on these?
Yeah, so one graduate. So we hired two interns. We were so impressed with them. We snapped them up.
You've got your own, and that's.
I have my own technology.
You have your own technology companies.
Yeah.
So you're hiring people right there.
Right, but another technology company in town is courting one of our interns to hire them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So right there, and what this does is it doesn't mean you. Does it guarantee you a job? No. But what it does is it gives you the. And this is just the first class.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you get when you've gone through the second class, that gets you into the development of it itself. Then you get into apps and all these others. I mean, just because you have a website, does that website shift? Does it cover all the different media platforms? Like, it maybe look good on your desktop. Does it look good on your laptop, on your iPad, mm-hmm. and on your phone? Because all these have to shift, mm-hmm. and you find out that that's not so easy to. Accomplish sometimes,
right?
But yeah, mine's still. I don't know. I think on my phone, I look at it. It's on my phone. I see a truck, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then again, I'm still stick figures. And
well, you WordPress.
Everybody
that's going to save you.
I'm going to use WordPress, and then I'm going to put it up so everybody can see what I've done.
Yeah.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you, Joe?
They can go to cloudwiseacademy.com, and our contact information is on the top. Or they can call me at 530-515-9851. Again, that's 530-515-9851.
Okay, you want to do a shout-out to Frozen Gourmet?
Yeah, well, so we've got a $3,000 donation from Bill Cohen and his family. He's the CEO of Frozen Gourmet. He was our first, I would call that a significant large donation.
I would call it
that. Yeah, to our scholarship. What a great guy. He came in and met me personally. And just a great guy. And then also the Smart Business Center donated $5,000 to our scholarship to help pay for people to go through the school. And an organization that I don't want to say their name yet.
We can't do that yet.
Yeah, but another organization put $10,000 aside to help buy computers or other things to support getting people through our school.
Wow.
Yeah,
because they see this as the future. That this is what you're doing is you're sowing the fields right now,
right?
And so, and what they're going to be able to reap from this is the benefits of people that are going to be able to walk in, take a job, and help grow their company and grow the other companies in town.
There's no way around it. Technology is here. It's going to be a part of our life, and we either embrace it and get our workforce prepared for it or not.
And if you need help, let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
If you need help in your business. And taking a look at, gosh, you know, how can I, you know, maybe my website does suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like mine, my web. Okay, I didn't mean that. I'm just saying there could be changes. And Brad is the first one to tell me is that he keeps it running great. But he is not an artist
right.
like that. I mean, you know, to design stuff. But if you need somebody to take a look at your website, these are the kind of things that you can do. And you probably might even make it a project. For somebody.
Well, that's right. We've actually picked up a couple projects. We're doing one project for the EDC. One of our students is going to build that out.
There you go.
Sure, sure.
And so you can do that, and the oversight there is there from of course, guys have been in this business a long time. Mm-hmm. Great instructors you have. This one's going to be Zach Arnold.
Yeah, Zach Arnold.
Yeah. And the last one was...
Nathan Noble.
And what a good guy he is.
Yeah, Nathan's my hero.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah, Nathan's amazing.
Good guy.
Yeah.
So... if you want to get involved in this, and people that, I'm too old for that. Well, you're not. Because they say, what's the demographics of the class? Well, we have this 15-year-old there, and, Carl Bach.
I know, use that
Hope
as Seth my demographic.
Said that. I know, I almost punched, you know, Hope said, nice, they almost punched you in the face with that one. But think about this, my friends, think about your kids. I've talked to a couple of people. 21, 22-year-olds, they're good with computers. They just haven't found what they want, and they're doing all this. I said, they should come down, talk to Joe, talk about a class like this. This could be that step for them.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans, you're sitting out there, you know, you're looking for something that may take you to that next step. You might want to take a look at this class because it's, you know, veterans are doing very well in this class.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. I think if anybody's considering the class or curious, they should just come by tonight. And just
yeah.
watch and look. There's plenty of room to watch and see what's going on and see if it's for them.
And we're going to be out at the hub.
Yeah, the Shasta Venture Hub, 4300 Caterpillar Road. It's basically at the end of Caterpillar.
Yeah, as you're going up Caterpillar, look over on your right-hand side. You'll see it there. A lot of parking
mm-hmm.
coming to bottom floor. And like Joe says, lots of room there just to see if this is maybe something you want.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a systems engineer to come to this class and learn a lot.
No, and it's also no pressure. I mean, we're doing this so that you can learn and
that's right.
And check it out.
It's like a college that, you know what, you go there, you put out a lot of energy and time and effort. You're going to learn an awful lot. Mm. in what you put out is what you
what
essentially
you get.
Right. Yeah. I have stick figures. Other people have Maseratis driving down the road. I have a stick figure on a one-wheeled bicycle. So, but I can't.
I think that's called a unicycle.
No.
It's a bicycle.
It's
with
a
one
bicycle
wheel.
With one wheel.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll be seeing you tonight. Again, Cloudwise Academy, give them a call, 515-9851, or check, just send something to Joe at cloudwiseacademy.com. Or give me a call. Yeah, just right here, 605-4565, after the show, and I'll help get you there.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Always fun.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Hey, we'll be right back with, we're talking about heavy music here. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Not knowing that the
this is live radio.
Not knowing that the microphone was on. Yeah, I've lost a guest, but I've grabbed another one here. hey, this is Carl in the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's like 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I tell you what, take a step back in time. It's the best barbershop you're ever going to go to. Veteran owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. That's what it says right there on the window, so it must be true. And the DC, Tim, and Logan, not going to find better haircuts anywhere. And that's right up the street, of course, from Classic Cafe. That has, on the 30th of this month, is their 30th anniversary. Did you know that, Bad Bomb? 30th anniversary of Classic Cafe, and they're going to have a big German food night.
I do recall I was working in this business when they first opened, and they were it was amazing.
It is, absolutely, and the food there is absolutely fantastic. Hey, one of the questions, we're here with Joe McKenna. I just grabbed Joe and kept him here because my other I guess my other guest is running late. They said he'd be here around 8:30, so maybe he'll still roll in here.
Then you can kick me out.
No, I'm not going to kick you out. One of the in our chat room says, what I'd be interested in is learning data, HTML. Well, guess what, buddy? RTE. That was our first class was HTML.
Yeah.
And we learned about HTML, how to write in it, and how to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And we actually are doing that class again next month. We'll start the website for beginners next month all over again.
If you're interested in something like this, and, you know, I know RTE, you're computer savvy, but this one, yeah, it goes in the CSS, HTML, JavaScript, which is the basics for writing all of this. And I mean, the fact that I can even talk about that shows you how good they are.
Yeah, that's impressive, huh?
I can even describe what they do. But since then, I've started talking to other people in the technology field that one guy's got he's got one piece of software he does. Mm-hmm. It's okay because every trucking company out there buys it.
Yeah.
And he just works on it during the year, makes it better, brings out version 2 or 4 or 25 or whatever it is, and just makes it a little bit better every year.
Well, you know, it's almost like I walk through the looking glass, and now I see what technology does and what it brings, and there is so much opportunity. We are still just in the beginning of this boom of opportunity. I see businesses popping up constantly that are just after some narrow focus. They're doing wildly successful. One of them that I'm watching that's right there in the Venture Hub has every opportunity of being in the hundreds of millions of dollars here in Reading.
Is this the new guy that came in, or is this somebody else? I understand there's a new company in there.
Well, actually, the EDC, the Venture Hub's thriving. There's more new companies in there than I even can count. But they've brought in a company that's been a startup for a while that's finally taken office space. It's been funded. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about it, so I probably won't say what it is, but it's incredible.
You don't need to say what it is, but that's the kind of – those are the kind of things that are available out there.
Yeah.
And I liken it to this. In the 50s, we had cars. Mm-hmm. Everybody, they were building cars, and you had steel production in America. And in the 60s, you still, it started kind of dropping off, but we still produced a lot in this country. Still produced steel. We still produce cars. And then things started in the 70s, started changing.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in the 2010 decade, and where I look at tech and the people that are going to be involved in building tech and keeping the tech running and all those people. That's those kind of jobs are the kind of the good blue collar, white collar jobs.
Yeah, someone just said to me recently that they look at these jobs as this decade's machinist.
Yeah,
yeah, and it makes
sense.
That's
what I mean. Yeah. It's that good paying, blue collar, work with your hands type of thing. But here's the difference in millennials. Millennials will take jobs to live their lifestyle. Did you tell me this, or did the guy from Millennials tell me? I had an author on. I wrote about millennials.
We talked about this, and I support that idea because obviously we hire millennials and we work with millennials.
And so millennials will do things like instead of working to the end of till they're 65 and then doing everything they want to do it now.
Yeah.
So they take jobs that they can move around in.
Yeah.
And if you're good in tech, Bob, and Bob, you know this, that if you're good in tech and that you don't have to do it from an office, you don't have to do it from California, as long as you've got a good cable.
As long as you have an on-ramp to the Internet, you're fine.
You can go anywhere. So a lot of these guys will go to live in places for 6 months at a time with their families, make a great living. And then move away and move because it makes no difference to them where they live.
Yeah, and even I live that life a little bit. My wife would tell you I'm a workaholic, but when we go camping, I can still work. We can go on vacations and we can go just anywhere she wants to go. And I can still work my full time, just like I'm in the office. So I guess that could be a good thing and a bad thing that you can do that, but that's how it works.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could be good or bad.
Yeah.
Because you're always working.
Right. You can. You don't have to.
You can. You don't have to.
Or I don't think I got it right like the millennials. The millennials will take some time off,
Well, we were thinking about, we could still do the show. We could get into an RV.
Yeah.
And do our show every day. I mean, we can Skype it in.
Bob, you and Bad Bob?
No, Linda and I. I don't think Linda, I think neither Linda nor Brenda would understand Bad Bob and I taking off to Sturgis for a long weekend with in an RV. And then doing the show from there. So
the point is that it's simple enough now that he would need to.
Bob put the system together, and it is just absolutely so easy. Where other people are having to bring in vans and large antennas, we have. If you have a hotspot and a computer in this little box that cost $123, you can broadcast from anywhere and sound like you're in the studio.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really the key that we're hoping to get across. I mean, we are trying to train a workforce, but we are trying to do something a little bit bigger, and that's to challenge our business community to really embrace tech and understand it and use it in the right ways with the right people, because it does open doors that are unimaginable.
Now, do you have specific points here, like say the Rotary Club or the mm-hmm. or the Chamber of Commerce wants you to stand up and say, okay, what do you mean by this? It's easy to say if we embrace tech. Okay, I'm going to embrace tech.
Yeah,
I'm embracing tech. Bob's embracing tech. But what's that mean? Is that we hug this kind of a
hug a server?
Yeah, hug a server. But it's kind of this. It kind of is this. It's kind of a fuzzy thing right now for me when you say that.
Yeah.
Are there
examples? And let me give an example. So most of my experience is in technology as it relates to marketing. So I'll give you an example from there, but if you brought a different tech guy in, he would give you a different example. So one example is there is a website builder called Shopify, which a lot of us have seen, but a lot of us still don't know about. Well, Shopify is an incredibly easy way to get your products from online in a shopping cart and a beautiful website. It's really inexpensive, like $49 a month or something like that. And literally within weeks using the right template, a week or so, you could be a local business who's now offering your products online that people can buy with a shopping cart inexpensively, and you're literally competing with Amazon, right? You're competing with all the other big stores who are offering online shopping carts. And as far as I'm concerned, how cool it would be is if every local business got their products online in some kind of shopping cart experience that as consumers we're all used to using. Why does it just have to be a flat website that says who you are and come visit you? Why can't you get those products online? And it's incredibly inexpensive to do that and incredibly powerful if you have it online.
From what I understand is...
Bless you. Whatever it is, every time I'm on, Bob.
I don't know. Maybe, I hope it's not Joe. From what I understand, Amazon is outselling Walmart. Have you heard that?
Probably. I haven't looked into it, but it's certainly believable.
They because of their online, and that I have also heard that their infrastructure is being set right now from Amazon all over the country, is that they can get it to you that day. So think about this. You want a pair of Levi's. There it is. You can buy them on Amazon, and it's delivered that day.
Yeah, but do you – so
think, no, just think about that. Think about how – what impact that's going to have on businesses – just here in town.
Well, it depends if you use Amazon in your favor, because Amazon in a lot of cases are selling local products. Amazon's actually setting up accounts with local businesses or other businesses and offering those products. It's not necessarily just an Amazon product. So how cool would that be if our local businesses knew to connect with Amazon and offer their products through Amazon and had used something as simple as Shopify to get their products online? Imagine if all of Reading had its products online, there's a good chance people wouldn't go to Amazon or even make it to Amazon, because we would be found when people look. As consumers, I think we would all, it's a nirvana, and we'd all prefer to shop online but buy local.
Yeah, of course you would.
So
and
things like
because
Shopify
that's the
allow.
Last thing we do is we say, you always buy local.
Yeah.
Shop local, buy local. And then if you have to go to a big box store, if you can't get it local, then you go to a big box store because it's still the taxes come here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on a website, and then the very last thing you do is go online because we get nothing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's coming up from here, we still get the taxes, but people will have much higher sales and the whole thing.
Right.
So,
right. So that would be one of my examples to embrace okay. tech.
There's other examples too, right? Besides just that one.
Well, it's not only the examples of the tech, it's examples of who's here in this community that wants to help. There's an organization called RAD, Reading Area Designers and Developers, run by Eric Kasekin, which, when I've gone to some of the meetings, there's 30 to 40 developers and designers there. I'll tell you what, these people in RAD are some of the most helpful, supportive people I've ever bumped into. Now, there's a whole group right there that would be willing, with all of their different disciplines, that would be willing to support, help, make sense of, do whatever it takes to help this community thrive and grow. Right? So there's just an unbelievable amount of support here for this to make sense.
And so, again, my friends out there listening, and you've got a business that you think, well, gosh, how can this help me? Mm-hmm. You need to give Joe a call. And or you can call us here at 605-4565, and we'll just pass you on to him. But there's also people that are successful businesses mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. might want to have somebody look at your website and see how you can push it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, a successful restaurant business probably isn't going to, you know, be pushing things through Shopify, I wouldn't think, unless it would be maybe coupons or something. But mm-hmm. if you've got a shop here that sells anything, it sells
truck parts whatever.
Or flowers,
mm-hmm.
you know, things, you know, where, you know, and the flower companies, though, they're all pretty much linked in
mm-hmm.
nationwide. But how about if you're looking for flowers for, you know, and that in your shop comes up?
Yeah.
That somebody's looking, you know, that they'll still go through you first.
Well, and I think that's what's the other thing about it is we like to think of, you know, established or larger businesses when we're talking, but what about the guy who runs a barbecue catering thing out of his backyard, or the lady who runs a content building company out of her garage or her office? If she understands how to get tech, and if they understand how to use tech to, for me, this is coming from marketing background, if they understand how to easily use tech, all of a sudden they're playing with the big boys. All of a sudden they're amplified and they're representing themselves well and they're doing all the right things. And it's a whole new world for him.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. And we're going to come back here in just a minute. Okay. I think our other guest is showing up. Joe, I'm going to kick you out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Buddy.
Get me out of here.
I'm glad we had another 15 minutes with you. So we're going to toss you out right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 55 degrees there, going up to 83. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay, Scott Seaton, that was my secret, that was my secret guest, but we've got him in here. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us about what's going on with the music world.
Well, we're about to, the North State Symphony is about to start our second season together.
Wow, already? It just seemed like it was just started.
I know, summer just kind of flew by.
It did. Okay, so we're starting second season.
Yeah. All right,
so, great. So, what's coming up this year?
Well, we have our first concert sets next weekend, the 25th here in Reading. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Cascade, and there is going to be a pre-concert party in the street sponsored by Dignity Health. So, really, it's all kinds of stuff that you don't want to miss.
A street party on Sunday the 25th.
Sunday the 25th.
And then after the street party, everybody goes in and raucously sits down for the North State Symphony.
Right, yeah. So 12 to 1:30-ish.
Free beer. No, I'm just kidding. It's not
only.
Free beer, everybody. I mean, you could have a packed house in Reading.
But yeah, I'll give my usual pre-concert spiel at 1 p.m. and then the concert at 2 p.m. This concert is called Roomba to Revel, and I don't mean the little vacuum guy. It's not Roomba to Revel, but that'd be really cool, though. I might have to think about that for future.
Think
no,
about that a little bit.
It's Roomba. It's these intense sort of Cuban dance rhythms, and we are going to start off with this big piece by Gershwin, which is a name. It's a household name. Everybody knows George Gershwin. He's, a great American composer. We're doing his Cuban Overture, so we're going to start off by getting you dancing in your seats, which is a nice way to go. And our big guest for the first concert is actually someone who's performed in Reading before and I think has family here. But her name is Olga Kapalova, and she lives in Brazil. She's coming up just to do a concerto with us, a piece with us, Prokofiev's third concerto. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What does she do now?
She is a pianist. She's a concert pianist, but she also has a job with an orchestra down there. So she's staying pretty busy.
Olga?
Kapalova,
and she's from?
Well, I think she's from Russia, but she lives in Brazil.
She lives in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting is that?
Yeah, right here in Reading.
Well, maybe we can arrange so that when she rolls into town, maybe we can have her on the show if she comes
that'd be great
in
if
early
time,
enough.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Okay, so, all right, so that's our first of the season. It's going to be on the 25th.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have a street party beforehand.
Sure.
Now.
Well, just can I say?
Oh, no, just keep going because I just want to, at some point, I want you to talk about applause and people appreciating.
Oh, I like that you keep bringing that up.
Well, I need to do that because some people don't realize on the rules, but how they should appreciate the symphony. But
sure.
We'll get into that. Okay, so what?
Well, I just want to finish talking about the program. So the second half, after have your intermission and relax, you come back. You're going to hear a piece by a young American composer, David Hertzberg, who I think has also family in California. But the big piece, the steak of the program, the main course is a huge piece by French composer Maurice Ravel. I mean, this is a big piece. It's got over 100 people on stage. And the Cascade, that's going to be a tight fit.
You got 100 people on stage?
Everything from two harps. Imagine these two giant harps to a backstage chorus. I mean, we have... I wouldn't be surprised if there's a kitchen sink back there somewhere. So it's going to be...
You're going to have 100 people on the stage.
Yes.
25th of October.
Or September. September.
I'm sorry, September.
Next weekend.
Yeah, well, it's not... It's a week from this Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the 25th, you're going to have 100 people on 100 stage.
100 people on stage, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
It's going to be a little crowded.
It's going to be very crowded.
Is there going to be, trampolines or anything? No.
We're working on that. So,
gosh.
Hopefully.
I mean, so
How big is the symphony? I mean, how big? I mean,
our core of musicians is about 70 people, 70 people.
So you're going to have, so you'll have 65 people out there.
Anyway. Well, we're going to have an enlarged orchestra plus a chorus, so plus it's a lot of people up there. Yeah.
Two harps.
Yeah, two harps.
Who are the harpists?
Well, of course, there's the one famous Reading harpist, Candice Lavosi.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping she was there. She's so good.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
What a character.
Funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You can't not have a good time with Candice. And, you know what I mean? And so, well, good. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so what time does it start?
So that's at 2 p.m., Sunday the 25th. Okay. Pre-concert talk at 1 p.m. And then, of course, the pre-concert party sponsored by Dignity Health at 12 p.m. So a lot of fun. Come on out.
So what's going to be at the party? Out in the
There's going to be some live music. There's going to be some light appetizers and drinks. I don't know if it's the alcoholic kind.
probably save that for inside. Probably. But you can't tell.
Right. And,
those Dignity Health. I know.
You never know.
Health
you never
people.
Know.
They are a partying group.
And then, of course, I'll stop by. I'll say hi to people. So, I hope they can come by and chat and get ready for the big show ahead.
I'm looking forward to this. I know Linda will be, too.
Great. And you wanted to talk about applause between pieces.
Yeah, because I remember something that was, and we talked about this once. Mm-hmm. There was a piece in the paper, somebody wrote a letter to the editor.
Yeah.
Said, oh, my gosh, the crass behavior of the Reading Dinsians here, because they were actually applauding the symphony. And you shouldn't applaud anything to the very end. And, and it was just really like, learn something, Rubes. And when I brought this up to you, and you laughed, and you said, "Well, that's not necessarily true."
It is a heated topic in the quote unquote classical music world.
Yeah.
Now, so back in the day, we're talking back Beethoven, Mozart. If you heard something that you liked, after a movement of a larger work, a symphony or whatever, and you liked it, you could applaud, you could clap,
right?
And somewhere in the
Dark Ages.
1800s.
Oh, 1800s.
It became, it somehow became tradition in a lot of places to have this sort of respectful silence between movements. Now, nowadays, orchestras all over the country have been, there's been a lot of tension. So a lot of, we as artistic organizations have been trying to be more accessible to people and really trying to break down these more formalized walls.
Yeah, you don't want to be known as just, we're only out there for a certain group of people.
No, it's not a stuffy symphony experience.
Nuh-uh.
It's you come, you have fun, and listen to music experience.
Yeah.
And if you like something and it's a movement of a larger work, feel free to applaud. I mean, I know there are a lot of, some conductors who would disagree with me, but if you come to the North State Symphony, mm-hmm. and if you like something, applaud. That's perfectly fine. It's not a jazz band concert, so don't clap after, the oboe solo, because that would be a little bit weird. But after something has ended.
after Candice finishes the part, you don't give up and say, woo, give her the wave or something like that. That's not
now,
done.
Honestly, that might be kind of awesome, but.
But so it'd be after that. Segment.
Right.
The movement
right.
comes to a stop so, before the next one starts.
Yeah. During, in this concert, the piano concerto is the only one that is multi-movement. So if after the first or second movement, you think Olga rocked the piano so hard that you just have to put your hands together, please feel free. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. Okay. A movement.
Yes.
And for the whole piece. What
sure.
exactly is the movement?
Okay.
For people that are not
sure.
But what's how do I know what a movement is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the in your program, it will usually list, the Prokofiev Piano Concerto will have three different movements to it.
Okay.
Each movement has a different sort of character or tempo marking in it, a different feel or quality. And so after the first movement, which actually has a pretty big ending, some people who may not have been to the symphony before will think it's over. And so that's where the confusion comes, because they'll applaud, and other people are like, oh, why are you applauding? But if you like it, applaud.
Right.
There's going to be two other shorter things coming up.
Right.
But if you like it between those other two things, feel free to put your hands
in. So the piano concerto ends, but then there's something else that's going to come in after that.
There are three little miniature sections to the piano concerto.
Right.
So there's going to be a fast section, then there's going to be a little silence. Then there's going to be a slower section, okay, then silence if you want to applaud again.
I see.
And then there's going to be the last sort of big section again.
Okay, so all of the piano concerto goes at one time.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. And so then in the other movement shows the same thing when you're going through the, you know, the symphony then. I mean.
Right. Simply defined, a movement is just a smaller section. It's an independent section of a larger work.
All right. That's so cool. So what you're saying is, it's, you know, you applaud, but you don't stand up and whoop it up. And
again, I think that might be kind of awesome, but
still, we're a little bit early on that one. So we're So this should be something. It's not. Don't be afraid to show your enthusiasm, because you know. And but let's just know kind of when to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, Scott Seaton here, he's the conductor. They went through a long period of time to find somebody like Scott. And Scott, you are so good. I mean, no, you really are. You bring this energy, and you bring an openness. You bring a symphony to people that maybe wouldn't have gone before. I can't wait.
That's the plan. And 25th. We have we have a lot of fun things coming up.
All right. Well, I want you to see if you can get Olga. And maybe we can get her on the show a little bit early, if she flies in a little bit early that day. But we'd like to have you on again before the 25th.
I will see what I can
do. Just for a few minutes to come in and talk a little bit more about it.
Sure, okay? Sure. Sounds
on
great.
One of those days that Linda's here, because she loves you. She does. I just love her. So, hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police is going to be here. We got a lot to talk about. The Chief of Police, Davis, swimmers, and other things that are happening in the town. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A former State Department computer expert charged with setting up Hillary Clinton's private email server while she was Secretary of State is refusing a subpoena to appear before a House panel.
Brian Pagliano was scheduled to testify Tuesday before the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Panel Chairman GOP Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah says there will be consequences for Pagliano's refusal to appear and for, quote, thumbing his nose at Congress. A letter from Pagliano's attorney said his client will continue to assert his constitutional right not to testify.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Donald Trump is releasing a plan to give new mothers 6 weeks of paid maternity leave. Fathers would not be included. Hillary Clinton may not be campaigning this week, but a high-profile surrogate will appear on her behalf.
The president will stump for Clinton in Philadelphia this afternoon. He's scheduled to appear without the candidate herself, who's taking a couple of days off from the campaign trail after